Poppins, when was the last time that you saw it? Well, if you're like me, I'll bet you still remember Mary floating on her umbrella, or Bert and the other chimney sweeps dancing on the rooftops of London, maybe the stern Mr. Banks and his unmanageable kids. Hi, I'm Jerry Peek, your host for tonight's soundtrack presentation of Walt Disney's Mary Poppins. We'll be on our way to London in just a moment.
Oh boy.
La 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 la.
Hey, what's all the racket about? My fish can't even sleep.
Ah, good morning, old fellow. I'm just warming up for my audition for the Gilbert and Sullivan Opera at the Pismo Light Opera Theater.
Oh, yeah? I've heard of those guys. Which play is it?
It's called Gondoliers, and it's really quite smashing.
Hey, when's all this gonna happen?
The auditions will be held at 7 p.m. on June 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at 1000 Bellow Street in Pismo Beach.
Say, I'm quite good at singing and dancing. How can I get in on this act?
Well, my friend, you may contact either Gaynor Trammer at 773-6181 or Donna Barksdale at 773-5441. Remember, that's the first 3 days of June at 7 p.m., 1000 Bellow Street in Pismo Beach.
Say, this could be the break I've been waiting for.
Thank you.
One evening in 1939, Walt Disney came home to find his daughter reading a book and laughing. The book was Mary Poppins by P.L. Travers. Almost immediately, Disney started negotiations for the motion picture rights. He won them 22 years later. Production started in the early 1960s at Walt Disney's studios on one of his most ambitious productions. Julie Andrews was cast as Mary Poppins in her screen debut, and Dick Van Dyke played Bert, the chimney sweep, sidewalk artist, entertainer, and banker. Let's go back now to Edwardian London. It's spring, and all along Cherry Tree Lane, a profusion of blossoming cherry trees. The mood outside is far different, though, from the storm brewing inside the Banks home. The children, Jane and Michael, are missing. Their nanny is resigning, and the cook and the maid are quarreling. Into the confusion comes Mrs. Banks, fresh from a suffragette meeting. She's full of another kind of energy.
We're clearly soldiers in petty coats and dauntless crusaders for women's votes. Though we adore men individually, we agree that as a group they're rather stupid. Cast off the shackles of yesterday, shoulder to shoulder into the fray. Our daughters' daughters will adore us, and they'll sing in grateful chorus. Well done, sister suffragette. From Kensington to Billingsgate, one hears the restless cries from every corner of the land. Womankind, arise! Political equality and equal rights with men. Take heart, for Mrs. Pankhurst has been clapped in irons again. No more the meek and mild subservience we. We're fighting for our rights militantly. Never you fear! So cast off the shackles of yesterday, and shoulder to shoulder into the fray. Our daughters' daughters will adore us, and they'll sing in grateful chorus. Well done, well done, well done, sister suffragette.
Well, during Mrs. Banks' song, with the cook Mrs. Brill and the maid Ellen joining in, Katie Nana, the nanny, has been trying, at the top of her lungs, to resign. With the song finishing, she resigns and storms out of the house, only to run into Mr. Banks. Banks is on his way home from work, precisely on time, of course, and, oblivious to the commotion and his lost children, he sings about the brighter side of his life.
I feel a surge of deep satisfaction, much as a king astride his noble steed.
Thank you.
When I return from daily strife to hearth and wife, how pleasant is the life I lead.
Dear, it's about the children.
Yes, yes, yes.
I run my home precisely on schedule. At 6:01, I march through my door. My slippers, sherry and pipe are due at 6:02. Consistent is the life I lead.
George, they're missing.
Splendid, splendid.
It's grand to be an Englishman in 1910. King Edward's on the throne. It's the age of men. I'm the lord of my castle, the sovereign, the liege. I treat my subjects, servants, children, a wife, with a firm but gentle hand, noblesse oblige. It's 6:03, and the heirs to my dominion are scrubbed and tubbed and adequately fed. And so I'll pat them on the head and send them off to bed. Ah, lordly is the life I lead. A British nanny must be a general. The future empire lies within her hands. And so the person that we need to mold the breed is a nanny who can give commands.
You getting this, Winifred?
Oh, yes, dear, every word.
A British bank is run with precision. A British home requires nothing less. Tradition, discipline, and rules must be the tools. Without them, disorder, catastrophe, anarchy. In short, you have a ghastly mess.
When his wife finally manages to tell him that the children are missing, Banks calls the police. During the call, Constable Jones appears with Jane and Michael. Katie Nana's resignation has brought to 4 the number of nannies who have resigned in the last 6 months. Since Mrs. Banks has hired the last 4, her husband decides to take over this time. He's in the middle of composing a newspaper advertisement for the nanny he wants when the children interrupt to give him their ideas.
If you want this choice position, have a cheery disposition. Rosy cheeks, no warts.
That's the part I put in.
Play games, all sorts. You must be kind, you must be witty. Very sweet and fairly pretty. Take us on outings, give us treats. Sing songs, bring sweets. Never be cross or cruel. Never give us castor oil or gruel. Love us as a son and daughter. And never smell of barley water.
I put that in too.
If you won't scold and dominate us, we will never give you cause to hate us. We won't hide your spectacles so you can't see. Put toads in your bed or pepper in your tea. Hurry, Nanny, many thanks sincerely. Jane and Michael Banks.
Their father impatiently tears up Jane and Michael's advertisement and throws the pieces into the fireplace. After he looks away, though, the pieces magically fly up the chimney and into the night. The next morning, a motley crew of nannies line up outside to be interviewed. Jane and Michael, watching from an upstairs window, are disappointed by their prospects. Suddenly, the wind changes. Blowing more and more strongly, it carries the prospective nannies away into the sky. And there to replace them, floating down on her umbrella, carpet bag in hand, is Mary Poppins. She's ushered in immediately for the interview and, being the only nanny there, she's hired at once. Well, first things first. Unpack, then clean up the nursery. Mary Poppins slides up the banister, pulls everything from mirrors to lamps out of her empty carpet bag, then settles down to encourage the kids to clean up the nursery.
In every job that must be done, there is an element of fun. You find the fun, and snap, the job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. A robin feathering his nest has very little time to rest while gathering his bits of twine and twig. Though quite intent in his pursuit, he has a merry tune to toot. He knows a song will move the job along. For a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way.
Thank you.
honeybees that fetch the nectar from the flowers to the comb never tire of ever buzzing to and fro, because they take a little nip from every flower that they sip, and hence, they find their task is not a sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way.
Maybe it was magic. The nursery cleaned itself up. Michael would like to clean it up again, but Mary Poppins has an outing in mind. In the park is Bert. He's a screever, a sidewalk artist today, making paintings on the sidewalk. While Mary Poppins, the kids, and some passers-by watch, Bert sings about his craft.
Jim Jiminy, Jim Jiminy, Jim Jim Chiroo, I does what I likes and I likes what I do. Today I'm a screever, and as you can see, a screever's an artist of highest degree. And it's all me own work from me own memory. Jim Jiminy, Jim Jiminy, Jim Jim Chiroo, I draws what I likes and I likes what I drew. No remuneration do I ask of you, but me cap would be glad of a copper or two. Me cap would be glad of a copper or two. Jim Jiminy, Jim Jiminy, Jim Jim Chiroo, la-dum, da-da-dum, da-da-da-da-dum.
With some of her best magic, Mary Poppins takes Bert, Jane, Michael, and herself into one of Bert's sidewalk paintings. If you remember the scene from the movie, it's one of Walt Disney's most creative, a jolly mixture of animation and live action. While the kids run off to a little country fair, Bert and Mary sing about their jolly holiday.
I did a glorious die, right as a morning in May. I feel like I could fly.
None of your larking about.
Have you ever seen the grass so green or a bluer sky? Oh, it's a jolly holiday with Mary. Mary makes your odds so light.
You haven't changed a bit, have you?
When the day is gray and ordinary, Mary makes the sun shine bright.
Oh, honestly.
Oh, happiness is blooming all around her. The daffodils are smiling at the dove. When Mary holds your hand, you feel so grand. Your heart starts beating like a big brass band.
You are lightheaded.
It's a jolly holiday with Mary. No wonder that it's Mary that we love.
Oh, it's a jolly holiday with you, Bert. Gentlemen like you are few.
A vanishing breed, that's me.
Though you're just a diamond in the rough, Bert, underneath your blood is blue.
Common knowledge.
You'd never think of pressing your advantage. Forbearance is the hallmark of your creed.
True.
A lady needn't fear when you are near. Your sweet gentility is crystal clear. Oh, it's a jolly holiday with you, Bert. A jolly, jolly holiday with you.
Mary Poppins and Bert join the kids on the merry-go-round. A moment later, the horses prance off the carousel for a quick ride across the countryside. After a fox hunt where Bert rescues the fox, the horses start a horse race. Maybe Mary uses a little bit more magic because her horse wins the race easily. In the winner's circle, reporters ask Mary Poppins if there's a word that'll describe her emotions at the moment. Of course there is, Mary says.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Because I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad, my father gave me nails a tweak and told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word that saved me aching nose.
The biggest word you ever heard. And this is how we go. Oh, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. He traveled all around the world and everywhere he went, he'd use his word and all would say, there goes a clever gent.
When Dukes and Martha Rogers pass a time of day with me, I say me special word and then they ask me off to tea.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. You know, you can say it backwards, which is docious alley expiastic fragicali rufus, but that's going a bit too far, don't you think?
Indubitably.
So when the cat has got your tongue, there's no need for dismay. Just summon up this word and then you've got a lot to say. But better use it carefully or it could change your life.
For example?
Yes?
One night I said it to me girl and now me girl's me wife. Oh, and a lovely thing she is too. She's
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Even magical holidays have to end when it rains. Mary Poppins, Bert, Jane, and Michael pop back out of the painting and see only a puddle left on the sidewalk, all that's left of Bert's work. Mary hurries the children home from the rain, knowing they'll be seeing Bert again soon. Jane and Michael insist they're too excited to go to sleep, so Nanny Mary, creative as ever, sings them to sleep with a lullaby in reverse.
Stay awake, don't rest your head. Don't lie down upon your bed. While the moon drifts in the sky,
You're listening to the soundtrack of the movie Mary Poppins on KCPR San Luis Obispo. Now let's get back to the story. The next morning, on a shopping trip with the children, Mary Poppins hears that Uncle Albert's old illness has come back again and that he needs her help. When they get to Albert's house, he's at it again. He laughs. He starts to float in midair. He laughs some more, and he has to hold on to the chandelier to keep himself from rising even higher. Mary, the kids, and Bert join Uncle Albert for a tea party. On the ceiling.
I love to laugh. Loud and long and clear. I love to laugh. It's getting worse every year. The more I laugh, the more I fill with glee. And the more the glee, the more I'm a merrier me. It's embarrassing. The more I'm a merrier me.
Some people laugh through their noses, sounding something like this. Dreadful. Some people laugh through their teeth, goodness sakes, hissing and fizzing like snakes. Not at all attractive to my way of thinking.
Some laugh too fast. Some only blast.
Bah!
Others, they twitter like birds.
You know, you're as bad as he is.
Then there's a kind what can't make up their mind. When things strike me as funny, I can't hide it inside and squeak, as the squeaklers do. I got to let go with a ho. And do we love to laugh? Loud and long and clear. We love to laugh. So everybody can hear. The more you laugh, the more you fill with glee. And the more the glee, the more we're a merry.
Tea parties on the ceiling and questionable outings of every sort. Mr. Banks is disturbed with Mary Poppins, to say the least. She agrees to take the children on a more proper outing the next day to Mr. Banks' bank. He and Mary sing together.
A British bank is run with precision. A British home requires nothing less. Tradition, discipline, and rules must be the tools. Without them, disorder, chaos, moral disintegration. In short, you have a ghastly mess.
I quite agree.
The children must be molded, shaped, and taught that life's a looming battle to be faced and fought. In short, I am disturbed to hear my children talking about popping in and out of chalk pavement pictures, consorting with racehorse persons, fox hunting. Yes, well, I don't mind that quite so much. At any rate, it's traditional. But tea parties on the ceiling? I ask you, having tea parties on the ceiling? And highly questionable outings of every other kind. If they must go on outings, these outings ought to be fraught with purpose, yes, and practicality. These silly words like
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Yes, well done, you said it. And popping through pictures have little use, fulfill no basic need. They've got to learn the honest truth. Despite their youth, they must learn
about the life you lead.
Exactly.
They must feel the thrill of totting up a balanced book, 1,000 ciphers neatly in a row.
Quite right.
when gazing at a graph that shows the profits up, their little cup of joy should overflow.
Precisely.
It's time they learned to walk in your footsteps.
My footsteps.
To tread your straight and narrow path with pride.
With pride.
Tomorrow, just as you suggest, pressed and dressed, Jane and Michael will be at your side.
On their way to the bank the next day, Jane and Michael see the bird woman Mary Poppins has told them of as the woman sells her bags of crumbs on the steps of St. Paul's Cathedral for tuppence a bag.
Early each day to the steps of St. Paul's, the little old bird woman comes in her own special way to the people she calls. Come buy my bags full of crumbs. Come feed the little birds, show them you care, and you'll be glad if you do. Their young ones are hungry, their nests are so bare. All it takes is tuppence from you. Feed the birds, tuppence a bag. Tuppence, tuppence, tuppence a bag. Feed the birds, that's what she cries, while overhead her birds fill the skies. All around the cathedral, the saints and apostles look down as she sells her wares. Although you can't see,
Michael has brought tuppence from his money box. He wants to buy a bag of crumbs for the birds. His father, though, won't let Michael squander his money on birds. When they get to the bank, he'll show Michael what should be done with his tuppence. At the bank, the chairman, Mr. Dawes Sr., is played by Dick Van Dyke in his second role in the movie. Mr. Dawes Sr., his board of directors, and Mr. Banks tell the children what should be done with Michael's money.
If you invest your tuppence wisely in the bank, safe
and sound. Soon that tuppence, safely invested in the bank, will compound. And you'll achieve that sense of conquest as your affluence expands in the hands of the directors who invest as propriety demands.
May I, sir?
Carry on, Banks.
You see, children, you'll be part of railways through Africa.
Exactly.
Dams across the Nile.
The ships, tell them about the ships.
Fleets of ocean greyhound.
More, tell them more.
Majestic self-amortizing canals.
Oh, it fires the imagination.
Plantations of ripening tea. From
tuppence, prudently, thriftily, frugally invested in the,
to be specific,
in the doors, tomes, mousely, grubs, fidelity, fiduciary bank.
Now, Michael, when you deposit tuppence in a bank account, soon you'll see that it blooms into credit of a generous amount semi-annually,
and you'll achieve a sense of stature as your influence expands to the high financial strata that established credit now commands.
You can purchase first and second trust deeds. Think of the foreclosures, bonds, chattels, dividends, shares,
bankruptcies,
debt or sales,
opportunities,
all manner of private enterprise,
shipyards,
the mercantile,
collieries,
canneries,
corporations,
amalgamations,
banks.
While stand the banks of England, England stands. When fall the banks of England, England falls.
You see, Michael, all for the lack of
tuppence, patiently, cautiously, trustingly invested in the, to be specific, in the dawn, tones, mousely, grubs, fidelity, fiduciary.
The elder Mr. Dawes greedily grabs the boy's tuppence. "Give it back!" Michael shouts, frightened but furious. When the bank's customers hear the scuffle, they panic and start a run on the bank. Jane and Michael flee in the confusion. Lost in dark alleyways, they eventually run into Bert, who's now working as a chimney sweep.
Chim-chimney-chim-chimney-chim-chim-chiree. A sweep as lucky can be. Chim-chimney, chim-chimney, chim-chim-chiroo. Good luck, we're a buff when I shake hands with you. Or blow me a kiss, and that's lucky too. Now as the ladder of life has been strung, you might think a sweep's on the bottom most rung. Though I spends me time in the ashes and smoke, in this old wide world there's no happier bloke. Chim-chimney, chim-chimney, chim-chim-chiree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim-chimney, chim-chimney, chim-chim-chiroo. Good luck, we're above, when I shake hands with you.
Chim chimini, chim chimini, chim chim chimini. Our sweep is as lucky as lucky can be. Chim chimini, chim chimini, chim chim chiru. Party up, we're a buff when I shake hands with you.
I choose me bristles with pride, yes I do. A broom for the shaft and a brush for the flue.
Oh, it's awfully dark and gloomy up there.
There now, you see how wrong people can be? That there is what you might call a doorway to a place of enchantment. Up where the smoke is all billowed and curled, between pavement and stars, is the chimney sweep world. When there's hardly no day, nor hardly no night, there's things off in shadow and off way in light. On the rooftops of London, coo, what a sight.
Chim chimini, chim chimini, chim chim chiree. When you're with a sweep, you're in glad company.
Nowhere is there a more happier crew
than them what sings chim chim chiree, chim chiroo. Chim chimini, chim chim chiree, chim chiroo.
When Bert, Mary Poppins, and the kids get home, Mrs. Banks talks Bert into staying and cleaning her living room chimney. Whoops! Up the flue to the rooftop go the children, Bert and Mary Poppins. On an outing now across the rooftops of London, Bert, Mary, and the kids come across another group of chimney sweeps. Time for a celebration and a rollicking dance.
Stepping time, stepping time, come on, mighty stepping time!
Round the chimney!
Step like a birdie!
Step like a birdie, step in time!
Up on the railing!
The whole group, sweeps and kids, drop back through the bank's chimney just in time to meet Mr. Banks. Angered, he finds Mary Poppins. Will you be good enough to explain all this? First of all, Mary calmly explains, I never explain anything. Blaming Mary Poppins for all his troubles, Mr. Banks confides in Bert. As he sings A Man Has Dreams, Bert helps Mr. Banks see his weaknesses as a father.
A man has dreams of walking with giants, to carve his niche in the edifice of time. Before the mortar of his zeal has a chance to congeal, the cup is dashed from his lips, the flame is snuffed a-borning. He's brought to rack and ruin in his prime.
Life is a rum go, Governor, and that's the truth.
You know what I think? It's that woman, Mary Poppins. From the moment she stepped into this house, things began to happen to me.
Mary Poppins?
Yes, of course.
My world was calm, well-ordered, exemplary. Then came this person with chaos in her wake. And now my life's ambitions go with one fell blow. It's quite a bitter pill to take.
It's that Poppins woman. She did it.
I know the very person you mean. Mary Poppins. She's the one what sings,
a spoonful of sugar, that is all it takes. It changes bread and water into tea and cakes. A spoonful of sugar goes a long, long way. Have yourself a healthy helping every day.
An healthy helping of trouble, if you ask me?
You know what you did? I realize it now. She tricked me into taking Jane and Michael to the bank. That's how all the trouble started.
Tricked you into taking the children on an outing?
Yes.
Outrageous. A man with all the important things you have to do. Shameful. You're a man of high position, esteemed by your peers. And when your little tykes are crying, you haven't time to dry their tears and see them grateful little faces smiling up at you. Because their dad, he always knows just what to do.
Well, I mean, look, I don't think I...
Say, Governor,
you've got to grind, grind, grind at that grindstone. Though childhood slips like sand through a sieve, and all too soon they've up and grown, and then they've flown, and it's too late for you to give. Just that spoonful of sugar to help the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way.
Banks is summoned in front of the board of directors and cashiered. Finding the tuppence in his pocket, he sees that Mary Poppins has been right all along. He gives the tuppence to old Mr. Dawes, shouts supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, tells him an outrageous joke, and dances out of the bank. Mr. Dawes starts to laugh and floats to the ceiling. The next morning, Mary Poppins starts to pack her bag, reminding a tearful Jane and Michael that she promised to stay only until the wind changed. Mr. Banks appears with the children's kite he's just repaired, and the family skips off to the park singing,
with tuppence for paper and strings, you can have your own set of wings. With your feet on the ground, you're a bird in flight. With your fist holding tight to the string of your kite. Oh, let's go fly a kite up
to the highest height. Let's go fly a kite and send it soaring up through the atmosphere, up where the air is clear. Oh, let's go fly a kite. When you send it flying up there, all at once you're lighter than air. You can dance on the breeze over houses and trees with your fist holding tight to the string of your kite.
Oh,
at the park, everyone in London is flying kites, except the old Mr. Dawes. Father died laughing, the younger Dawes explains to Mr. Banks. I've never seen him happier in his life. And that leaves an opening for a new partner at the bank. An opening for Mr. Banks. As the kites soar higher and higher, Mary Poppins floats slowly into the sky on her umbrella. Bert is the only one who sees her go. Goodbye, Mary Poppins. He waves and smiles. Don't stay away too long. KCPR's soundtrack production of Mary Poppins, starring Julie Andrews, Dick Van Dyke, David Tomlinson, Glynis Johns, and Ed Wynn, was written, produced, and narrated tonight by Jerry Peek. The preceding was pre-recorded. Thanks for being with us tonight on Soundtrack.